The viable system model, VSM, can be explained using the analogy of a car's engine to represent a functioning system that adapts to various conditions to maintain viability, i.e. it keeps running effectively. System 1, operations, different parts of the engine. In the car engine, System 1 represents the operational units like the pistons, spark plugs, fuel injectors, etc. These are the individual components that carry out the engine's main function of converting fuel into mechanical energy. Each part has its role, but needs to work in harmony to drive the car. In VSM, these are analogous to different operational units in an organization, each doing a distinct job but contributing to the overall functioning of the system. System 2, coordination, engine timing and sensors. System 2 provides coordination and stability. In a car engine, this could be the timing system or sensors like the engine control unit, ECU. The ECU coordinates the timing of the spark plug firing, fuel injection, and other activities, ensuring they are synchronized. In VSM, this is the system that reduces conflict or instability between the operational parts. If the timing is off or the coordination breaks down, the engine will misfire, which is analogous to departments in an organization clashing or not working in sync. System 3, control, central control mechanism. System 3 is the control mechanism, like the throttle or engine control unit, ECU, ensuring the engine's performance remains within certain parameters. The ECU monitors engine load, speed, and temperature and adjusts the fuel and air mixture accordingly. In VSM, System 3 is responsible for monitoring operations and ensuring they follow the organization's policies and procedures, similar to how the ECU controls the engine's processes to keep it efficient and safe. System 3, audit, internal inspection. System 3 represents the auditing function. In a car, this could be diagnostic tools or sensors that check for unusual activity, like the oil pressure or check engine light. This system audits the engine to detect any internal issues, providing feedback that things aren't working as they should. In the VSM, this is similar to internal audits that provide feedback to the control system about how operations are really performing. System 4, external adaptation, sensors for environment. System 4 looks outward, monitoring the environment for changes. In the engine analogy, this could be systems like oxygen sensors or temperature and altitude sensors that adjust the engine's behavior based on external conditions. These sensors adapt the fuel mix and engine performance based on environmental factors like air quality or altitude. In the VSM, System 4 is responsible for understanding external opportunities and threats, like market changes or new technology, and preparing the organization to adapt. System 5, policy, the driver's decisions. System 5 represents the governance and policy-making part of the system. In the car analogy, this is the driver who decides where to go, how fast to drive, and when to stop. The driver sets the direction and overall purpose for the engine's operation. In VSM, this is the equivalent of senior management or the board of directors, setting the vision and overall policy for the organization. Putting it together, System 1, pistons, spark plugs, perform the work. System 2, timing system, ensures the parts work in sync. System 3, throttle CU, controls the process to ensure efficiency. System 3, diagnostic tools, audits the system for hidden issues. System 4, environmental sensors, adapts to external conditions. System 5, driver, sets the overall direction. The VSM, like a car engine, is viable when all systems work together, adapting to both internal and external conditions to ensure smooth performance.